If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here, as you know, every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're also on the podcast that drops at 3:16 p.m. Well, you know, it is Monday. And so this is our homily day. This is where you're going to hear a homily. Today's homily comes to us from Easter Sunday here at St. Anthony Parish. It comes from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And it was interesting on days like Easter and Christmas, because the readings change depending on what time you do the Mass. So what I do is I preach on the day, on the event of the day. So I don't preach on a reading, I preach on the day. So in light of that, let's go over to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and listen to what I preached on that day. I don't know if you happen to see this week, there was a interesting picture that came out of, I'm guessing, NASA. And it apparently came from maybe the Webb telescope, but it was of a black hole. They've had pictures before, but this was defined, and I think maybe what they have there is the magnetic field around the black hole. And it's very well defined, and it looks like almost like a whirlpool. And so this came out this week, and you can see these gold, I don't know what you call it, rings, but it looks like ridges, this whole gold area surrounding this black hole, and you can see these ridges. And it's a very powerful discovery in this black hole that's called Sagittarius A or something like that. Now, one of the reasons why I bring that up is because I want to kind of explain the resurrection in terms of things like that. You see, one of the most important things that happened in the history of the world was the Copernican Revolution. And in the Copernican Revolution, we see that Copernicus revealed on his deathbed, because he knew the repercussions would be intense, which they were, that the earth revolved around the sun. Simple. Very simple, but people didn't understand that then. If you even go back to some very intelligent people like Plato, he believed that the sun was brought up by gods every morning. And so to turn around and tell people who believed they were at the center of the universe and everything revolved around them literally, and to say, by the way, that's not true, that it's the other way around, was shocking. And the reverberations were huge, and it took 200 years for people to understand what you probably taught your son or granddaughter somewhere around, or son or daughter, somewhere around 3 years old. But that was earth-shaking. And if you really think about it, the understanding that came out there took 200 years, but we're still discovering the reality of that same fact, to the point that just last week we see this powerful understanding of a black hole, which we would have never known, ever, if Copernicus didn't reveal his truth. But it was earth-shaking, and you have to realize, I don't know the time on this, but I don't know if he looked through a telescope, because Galileo invented the telescope, wasn't him. And maybe Galileo showed him, that's where he figured it out, I don't know. But what they knew then discovered it powerfully. Now, we're talking about the resurrection, so I want you to understand it from this perspective. Jesus resurrected from the dead. And if I were to give a list of powerful truths that people came to understand, obviously Copernican revolution would be up there, but above that would be the resurrection. Because in the resurrection, on the same way that people understood, a whole new way to realize, and people took 200 years to say, what? We're not at the center of the universe? Jesus is also communicating to them that, yes, there is a resurrection and there is eternal life. And if you go back to read the scriptures, you can see the way they are written. It's not like Jesus resurrected from the dead, and if we're really, really, really good, we can go to heaven. It's not written like that at all. It is, we have to tell you something that we've come to understand, and it is so powerful. The light has shined into the darkness, and in that, we have understood that there is eternal life. If you go back to the words of St. Peter in John 6, what is it that he says to Jesus? Jesus says that one sentence, 5,000 people walk away, and the apostles are left. And he says, are you going to walk away too? And Peter says, to whom are we going to go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And then when you go back and read the first chapter of John, in 1 John, you see those powerful words there that Peter and John and all the apostles, and 1 John and John in the gospel are saying, we've come to realize something powerful. Jesus resurrected from the dead. St. Paul says, that's the key. Jesus resurrected from the dead, therefore we resurrect from the dead. And if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, then we are wasting our time. That's St. Paul saying that. So those powerful words, and you have to realize, that's not a discovery like Copernicus, it's a revelation. But it's just as powerful any other way. And when we come to understand that truth, just like the Copernican revolution changed everything, so does that change everything. Once we fully understand that, it changes everything the way we live. And it changes the way we understand ourselves, and it changes the way we encounter others, and it changes the way we live through the day, because we understand this incredible, powerful truth that was revealed to us. It's not a discovery, and it changes everything. When we see that within that context, we realize that powerful moment. And it takes time for people to understand. People still haven't figured out evolution, and we still don't fully understand that. But the Copernican revolution, people are still discovering things based on that one moment. But there are also things we want to understand as well in light of that, because there's always that, what does this mean, and how do we deal with that? Now, one of the interesting things I want to bring up is, first of all, there are people out there that will tell you that Jesus never existed. You've heard the old expression, if you believe that, I can sell you a bridge. I'm not even going to ask you, I'm just going to sell you the bridge. If you believe that, you can buy the bridge, 10 cents, whatever bridge I want to sell. That makes no sense at all. No, Jesus existed, and that's without question. There are other people that aren't sure, they don't believe in God at all, that, okay, you know, if you've heard me preach before, you know I consider that flat earth thinking. God, I don't see God, therefore he doesn't exist. I don't see the curvature of the earth, therefore it's flat. So I do consider it flat earth thinking. But once we understand the reality of those truths and Jesus resurrected from the dead, as I said, it changes everything. So if you were to ask me, do you believe Jesus resurrected from the dead? The answer should be obvious, but let me go a little point. Do I believe the sun rose this morning? No. I know the sun rose this morning. Therefore, if you ask me, do you believe that? Well, no. I know it rose this morning. Why do you ask me if I believe it? Do I believe Jesus resurrected from the dead? I know Jesus resurrected from the dead. No need to ask me if I believe it. I know he resurrected from the dead, and I know everything has changed because of that one moment.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I want to let you know that I've asked people during Lent, I ask you all to pray that the Lord would guide us to see a good direction. And we came to a good understanding that the Lord did guide us and show us a good direction. And one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is to keep us in our prayers. And if you know anyone who would be willing to support the program, maybe as an underwriter or maybe as a sponsor, whatever the case may be, let them know and have them give me a call at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. They can email me or they can call me, and we can talk about that, and we can talk about different ideas and things like that. So anyway, that is, give us a call, St. Anthony Parish. You want to find all our information, it's at stanthonyalston.org. That's ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. So you hear what I preached about, and this is an important context. We really need to understand Jesus' resurrection within the context of other scientific discoveries. Now, it is not a scientific discovery. It is divine revelation, but it's still, the effects of it are the same. Just as people were shocked to learn that the earth wasn't at the center of the universe, and still to this day, there were repercussions from that. So that was a powerful, shocking understanding that changed everything. And there are still repercussions of coming to understand the whole depth of what that means. And it's going to take more millennia for us to fully understand that. So it's a powerful message. And it's something we can see within that context. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed Easter. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.